With stays under $250 a night, Vrbo makes it easy to celebrate sweater weather. You could book a cabin stay with leaf views for days, or a brownstone in a city where festivals are just a walk away, or a lakeside home with a fire pit for cozy nights with friends. Or, if you're not a sweater person, we can call it corduroy weather. More flexible. And with stays under $250 a night, you can book a home that suits your exact needs. Book now at Vrbo.com.
Hey everyone, Madison Lania, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today, we're diving headfirst into a powerful tool that can literally transform your existence. Forgiveness. Ever feel like you're carrying around a backpack full of baggage? You know, the stuff from past hurts, disappointments, and maybe even those cringeworthy moments from high school. Well, holding on to all that negativity isn't doing you any favors. It's like walking around with concrete boots. It weighs you down, slows you down, and keeps you stuck in the past. But guess what? There's a way to ditch those boots, lighten your load, and actually feel lighter, freer, and more alive. And that's where forgiveness comes in. It's not about condoning bad behavior or forgetting what happened. It's about taking control of your own emotions, releasing the grip of anger and resentment, and ultimately freeing yourself to move forward with peace and joy. Now, I know what you're thinking. Easier said than done, right? Trust me, I get it. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. But even small steps can make a world of difference. So let's break down some key takeaways on how to unlock the power of forgiveness every single day. 1. Recognize the power you hold. Remember this, you have the ultimate power in your own life. You choose how you react to situations, how you process emotions, and ultimately, whether or not you hold onto resentment. No one else gets to decide that for you. 2. Understand forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's easy to think forgiveness is about the other person, but it's truly about liberating yourself. Holding on to anger and hurt only hurts you in the long run. Forgive for your own sake, for your peace of mind, your happiness, and your overall well-being. 3. Start small. You don't have to forgive everything at once. Focus on forgiving small things first, those everyday annoyances that tend to build up. As you practice forgiving these minor offenses, you'll find it easier to tackle bigger issues. Think of it like building muscle. Start with light weights and gradually work your way up. Oh, practice empathy. This doesn't mean excusing bad behavior. It simply means trying to see things from the other person's perspective. Understand their motivations, their struggles, and maybe even their pain. It doesn't diminish your own experience, but can help you understand the why behind their actions. 5. Let go of expectations. Forgiveness isn't about expecting an apology or a change in behavior from the other person. It's about releasing a need for them to be accountable in a way that satisfies you. Focus on freeing yourself from the weight of resentment, regardless of their response. You know that feeling when someone cuts you off in traffic and you immediately feel anger bubbling up? Or maybe it's that old friend who let you down years ago. That hurt still lingers, right? We've all been there, those moments where resentment takes root. But imagine if you could choose a different path to react with understanding instead of anger, with compassion instead of judgment. Imagine how lighter you'd feel, how much more energy you'd have to focus on the things that truly matter. Think about that time when someone did something hurtful, maybe they broke your trust or said something unkind. Now imagine choosing forgiveness in that moment. Not because you condone their actions, but because you recognize the power it held to set you free. It might take time, it might not feel easy at first, but trust me, the rewards are worth it. So, what's the takeaway here? Forgiveness isn't a sign of weakness, it's a sign of strength, strength of character, strength of spirit, and strength of will. It's about choosing peace over pain, love over resentment, and ultimately creating a more fulfilling life for yourself. Ready to ditch those concrete boots? I bet you are. Now go out there and practice forgiveness. Start small, stay consistent, and watch the magic unfold. And remember, we're all in this together. Share your thoughts, your struggles, and your triumphs with me on social media. Let's build a community of empowered individuals who choose forgiveness every single day. Until next time, keep shining bright.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.